Hey, too early Wednesday.
It is going to be like hitting a piñata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't be happier for Wednesday.
I know, I love Wednesday. It is way too early Wednesday.
And to me, it's the only time that crazy music where people throw up is almost acceptable.
It's hilarious because it looks like we already got a request for the Devil Wears Prada this morning.
Some tidwhip.
Yeah, some tidwhip. That's right. Right.
It
How you doing,
Wednesday.
Mitch?
I'm good. I'm just waking up, mostly.
You're just waking up now?
Yeah.
You didn't get up early and take a shower and...
No. I did get about 14 hours of sleep, though.
Wait, what?
So it hurts.
14 hours of sleep? What is wrong with you?
Well, I was reading a book yesterday, and then I fell asleep, and then I woke up this morning.
Anything good?
Yeah.
What are you reading?
I can't talk about it because it's actually a birthday gift. And they could be listening. Yes, I'm reading their book, and they told me to read the book if I got it for them.
Wait. You're reading some... Well, start over. You're reading a book right now that you bought for somebody else?
Uh-huh.
That is so lame.
Nuh-uh. They're like, you should get me this book for my birthday, which is today. And I was like, okay. And they said, and if you get it, you should read it before you give it to me.
So they already know.
Sort of, but they don't know... Okay, I'm reading a book called, it's a trilogy, and it's the second book, and it's called The Dark, and it's about Guardians of Time, and it's like a high school
read. You
have a
nerd face.
No, it's really easy book to read, and I read it in 2 days, because I just got it on Sunday.
Yeah, no, but that you're still a nerd.
Why?
Guardians of Time.
Yeah, and it's really cool, because they have to protect certain things in time, because there's another side, they're the good side, and then the bad side, they're like... the order of chaos, and so they want to create everything.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right, exactly. Doesn't make sense. They even address that in the book. They address that in the book. It doesn't make sense. So they're called the Order, but they're actually
chaos.
And all they do is mess up past things in the past so that they can have more control of the future or of the present.
Okay. It sounds cool.
And it's really cool. So they're the guardians of time. They have to go back in certain times and make sure that everything is going according to plan. And then they, like, obviously, they get there and things are going... are chaotic.
Awry.
They're chaotic.
Uh-huh.
And they have to make sure that so-and-so doesn't die in this time. And you can never visit the same place twice or same time twice. And so it's lots of fun.
Why couldn't you just go the day before then?
Because the Order of Chaos knows.
But you can't visit the same place twice.
Yeah, you can go the day before.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
But if it's like the same date and time, you can't be there. Or same, and you're going to pass the same time, you can't be there.
That's so confusing.
It's pretty great.
It's way too early
for this. It's set in Australia.
Okay. Are they all owls?
Yes. No.
Oh. I was like, oh, wow, cool.
No.
Like the Guardians of Ghoul.
No.
I never saw that movie.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
They're not owls. But that's the book I'm reading, and so I finished it and then fell asleep.
And then you
woke up this morning.
Tried to make sure that it wasn't creased or anything because you bought that for somebody else for their birthday.
Yes, I took very good care of it as
that
I was reading it.
Awful.
Gently turning the pages. Hey, he told me to read it.
Okay, one time, 1 year. A very dear friend of mine who shall remain nameless, Joey, bought me a Blu-ray of a movie.
Uh-huh.
And it came with a digital copy. And so here you go. I opened it. Happy birthday. You should let me rip that digital copy.
Yep.
I'm like,
yep.
But you just, this is my birthday. I just got it like 8 seconds ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I did.
Yeah.
He's my best friend. However, it was like, okay.
Whatever. It's totally okay.
No, it's weird.
No.
You got that for somebody else, but you used it. So you got them a used gift.
So? So what?
So that's not right.
He told me to.
Stever.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so that book series, the temporal agents are in Star Trek Enterprise.
Oh, so are they Guardians of Time?
Nerd War!
The temporal agents would be the Guardians of Time, and Chaos wouldn't have anything to do with Star Trek. That would be Get Smart.
Like the movie Get Smart?
Like the
or the series. I didn't see this series back in the day. I only saw the new movie with Anne Hathaway and Steve Carell.
There's only one space movie, let's be real. If we're going to talk about classic awesome space movies. There can be only one or six because there's six of them. But still,
definitely
only
six.
One of six. Anyways, all right. It's new music. It's Wednesday.
It's way too early Wednesday.
Static.
Hey, can I get a request?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Can I get, let's see, Manifest?
No.
Manifest on Way Too Early Wednesday. Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
If that's really what you want to hear.
I want to hear Avalanche.
You want to hear Avalanche?
Yeah.
Well, we can do that.
Cool.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Way Too Early Wednesday.
I feel like when people request, they should have our best interests at heart. Just in case, like, they're like, what if they don't like that? And they should really just try and figure us out.
Uh-huh.
And so when they request, they'd be like, hey, I want to hear. And then they would say something that we like. And we're like, yeah. Because we don't like everything.
What?
Never mind. It's having our best interests.
It's Way Too Early Wednesday.
It is.
Can I play some We Came As Romans?
Yeah. Okay. Of course you can.
We Came As Romans by request from JD. To move on is to grow. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. I was just singing that very thing.
What?
Just get me out of this.
I'm sorry.
Manifest Avalanche.
It's over.
It's Way Too Early Wednesday, and we play whatever you want to hear. To wake you up.
Yeah.
To get you going.
This hour.
To get you started.
This hour is for
you. To get your day off right.
You're really good at interrupting.
Ah, I stopped. How's your day?
Well, it's only 6:18. So far,
nothing bad.
Well, except
nothing
for
bad's
you.
Happened. Except
for you.
Oh man,
I'm just saying.
Not cool. Static.
Hey man, to wake everybody up, you need to play some The Devil Wears Prada or Becoming the Archetype. That will wake everybody up.
All right, The Devil Wears Prada or Becoming the Archetype. Can do.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I totally cut him off. Sorry. Sorry, dude.
It happens.
It is way too early. Oh, I missed it. Just missed it. So we got some Devil Wears Prada then coming up. I'm pretty sure he's like one of seven people who have requested that.
I think there needs to be more bands out there because apparently Tidwhip is the only one.
Tidwhip?
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling him now?
Yeah, I don't want to say the whole name. It just takes too long.
Ah, okay.
I really like that movie, too.
Tidwhip?
No.
Oh.
The Devil Wears Prada?
Static!
Hello! Hey, dude, can you play me a jam?
Yes!
Can you play an old school POD Southbound?
Absolutely one of the greatest jams in the universe.
Right on, man. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
See you guys later.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too. There it is. All right, so we got some POD. I think we should get some POD in first.
Okay.
We will get to The Devil Wears Prada.
Some Tidwhip.
Tons of comments already on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you want to hear? It is way too early Wednesday.
It is.
We got to get you up, get you going. Whatnot.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
The Devil Wears Prada. Mammoth.
I don't know if that's spelled right or if they have mammoth.
Man month. Mammoth.
Mammoth. I don't know what it means. I don't want to know what it means.
Tidwhip. Static Radio.
Hey.
It is way too early Wednesday.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you doing?
You just kept asking me, and so I thought maybe I should ask you.
Oh, yeah.
I was just being polite.
Can't complain. Taking tons of phone calls. Static.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, little one.
It's little one.
What's up?
Well, here's what happened. I was sleeping very peacefully, I might add. And I heard these awful, terrible sounds coming from my house. And then I awoke with reckless abandon. And I said, oh my gosh, what is that screaming? What is that? Well, geez. It must be Way Too Early Wednesday.
It sure is.
It's and then true. You know that you got it bad to the static bug when you know that you wake up to screaming music once a week.
You got it bad
when you're on
you
the
phone. You got it bad for the static bug.
I'm going to say something about way too early Wednesday.
Hang up.
Well, I have. Back.
That song is for you.
I love you guys so much. I thought I would throw on a cup of Joe, and I better call really fast because weirdos hurry up calling, and that's so Jupiter, but I know Wednesdays get a little wacky, and I don't want to be part of that this time.
Oh, that's so Jupiter. Out of this world.
Yes.
I just got that.
I have to explain it. Thank you.
Well, remember last time when I said it, and then you said, and then Mitch is like, that's so Jupiter? And you were like, yeah, Mitch, don't you get with the program Out of This World? And you got it that one week, but now you get it this week. So, yeah.
All is well.
It's turn that coffee pot on. I have a request.
Okay.
For way too early Wednesday. I hope it's not wacky. Well, it's one song I just really like. I like Haste Today, White as Snow.
Okay.
Can you play that for me?
Yeah, we got a few requests for Haste Today. So.
But how many for White as Snow?
You're the first. You're the first.
Well, that's because I'm the little one.
We had Stitches lined up actually from Pressure the Hinges. Already.
Well, I think it wouldn't be way too early Wednesday without White as Snow.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
It's almost like Matthew from Albuquerque calling and requesting something other than Amberlynn.
No, this is true. This is
right?
True.
Right? Really, you guys. So, yes, I think that I would love to hear White as Snow, and then my cup of Joe is calling me.
All right.
Okay.
Have fun.
Hey, what about the static decision thing? When do we vote? Where do we do?
October 11th through the 13th at mystaticradio.com. You can get all the details at our website. Check it out. We are up to $1,600 already in early voters because we've had some people voting early. So you can early
I'm
vote
I'm proud
now.
Of this. But wait, but what about the folks that aren't technologically advanced? What if we don't have a computer? We have appeal folks, so non-listeners, God forbid, they don't have the www.
Then you have to bring it down to the station or mail it to us.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to figure how we're going to work that out.
Yep.
Okay, so Haste Today, White as Snow, and you'll be my friend. I got to go get my cup of Joe.
There it is. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah.
Mm.
It's way too early Wednesday. Static.
Hey, Tony.
What?
Whoa, you're totally cutting out.
Sleeper?
Yeah. We could definitely do that, man.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
How are you doing?
All right. I'm pretty sure he said, oh, sleeper.
You think you're so funny.
I do think I'm funny.
Oh, sleeper it is.
Oh. What do you mean? That was real. That was my phone cutting out.
Yeah?
Watch, yeah. See? Under oath. Reinventing your exit. I realize Nate said anything from the Changing of Time CD, but I just really, really like They're Only Chasing Safety, so
and
I did that.
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah, it is over. Under oath, deciding to call it quits.
Don't talk about that.
Rocking a farewell tour.
Well, maybe.
Saying peace out.
I guess the only reason this could be okay is that Aaron may join them for at least a show.
We don't know that.
We don't.
You're just speculating.
I'm speculating. I didn't say that's going to happen. I said may
okay.
happen.
505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to call us. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Yep. No worries,
Emmett. Hey, I was wondering if I could get some Breaking Benjamin, I Will Not Bow.
Yes. What?
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 Got it?
Okay. I was wondering if I could get it before my school starts, though.
Oh, no.
All right. School starts at 7:15, so anywhere...
That would
be awesome.
Thanks.
Sandwich.
I couldn't talk.
Am I a bad person?
I couldn't say goodbye.
Am I a bad person?
I'm so sorry. I couldn't say goodbye.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's way too early Wednesday. I don't think we have Breaking Benjamin. I will not bet.
I was
paying attention to what she said.
Yeah.
Static.
Glad to meet you. Good morning.
Oh.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. So I hear that Aaron Gillespie's going to be playing with.
Oh, be quiet! Don't even.
I heard that you were spreading some rumors, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm going to be heartbroken if that isn't true.
Yeah, me too, Mitch.
You forgot the keyword may play.
Oh yeah, I didn't catch that part. Sorry. Well, anyway, dude, I want to make a request.
Yeah.
POD.
Oh, we just
played
POD.
Yeah, what'd you play? Which song?
We played Southtown. But you want to hear Lost in Forever.
I really do.
And you got to see them, and I'm sure they performed that on Sunday.
And they did. And it was phenomenal.
Not going to lie, I'm kind of bummed right now, man.
Dude, they were great. They really were. They were fantastic. Am I rubbing it in?
Were they really, really, really good?
Stop it!
They honestly, I think they took the whole show. Mm-hmm. I think they were the best act. Yeah, dude, Sonny was fired up. He was actually praying, like while it was like worship. It was amazing.
Uproar with Godsmack, which is amazing.
Right,
I love that.
And here's the thing: I didn't actually stay to see that band, so I can't comment on that.
Yeah, no. You don't. You didn't have to.
Right.
I wouldn't have either, to be honest. But
right, we went. They
sing that.
There you go. You just saw him. Woo! Thank you. Good night.
Right.
There you go.
Come again. That's so original. So yeah, dude. I mean, I drove from my house all the way to the pavilion, walked all the way down the hill, went in there to see a POD with Jack, my 3-year-old, turned around and walked out and left.
Nice.
It's pretty incredible.
That's what it was about.
Way to rub it in.
Dude, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Dude, I love you guys.
Hey, we love you too.
We love you.
You know, and I want you to have an amazing day.
Hey, we want you to have an amazing day too.
Can you have an amazing day?
Of course. Dude, I rejoice all the time.
Hey!
Rejoicing always.
Yes.
Right?
The force
like
will be
Horatio
with you.
Like Horatio Stafford.
Yes. Yeah. Look at that. That's Horatio Stafford. He paid it
well.
As well. Look at this guy.
Wow.
Bringing the knowledge.
Look at that.
Bro, you kicked the knowledge. Are you kidding me? Yes, I remember.
You retained it.
Dude, I gotta be honest with you. I'm totally convicted. I wake up all the time. I'm like, dude, I'm rejoicing. Like, right now. I love you guys.
Love
a great
you too,
day.
Bro.
Bye.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That was what I talked about on Sunday.
I know.
Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Such a good verse.
I say
verse.
Again, rejoice. It's a tough verse. It's a really tough verse because it's easier to rejoice when you're having a good time and you're hanging with your friends or something awesome happens or I love my job. So when we're doing the morning show, it's easy to rejoice in those times.
You know what really sucks about it? It's a really easy verse to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're not doing it, you know, it's just like, what? Okay, I know. I know, right?
I know.
Play some Mumford and Sons now.
Yes, we shall. It's way too early Wednesday. It's almost over. It's 6:54. And we had a request for some Mumford. Pretty much anything they said. And I thought, yeah.
This is it.
Because pretty much anything is incredible from them.
True.
Great way to round out way too early Wednesday. Steve on Mitch?
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You have neither reason nor rhyme with which to take this song that is so rightfully
Culture Shock from Mumford & Sons. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com/culture shock. Wrapping up way too early Wednesday.
It went by really quickly.
It's already 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which means if you're listening, you need to get to work if you're not there.
Yeah, if you're supposed to be there at 7.
You're supposed to be there at 7.
And you're just waking up, you're late.
Yep. Sorry. Hey, we got to take a quick break, but coming right back, we'll still play that Johnny Cash. We got some POD coming up as well. And some good times this morning. Brand new music from The Wedding. We have their new record. We're going to be giving some away, so be listening for your chance to score that this morning. And, man.
Brush up on your knowledge. Things.
Yeah, you got to brush up on your knowledge. I can't say what, though.
Not yet.
I was about to tease that, but yeah, we're going to be doing some trivia this morning.
Haven't thou...
Stop it! Can't help him!
What?
Man. We'll do that coming back.
Dost thou...
Stop it! People are just going to think you're speaking King James. They're not going to know that you're trying to tease Shakespeare. No!
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to the Bagel Show.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning. And
that's
stuff.
Us.
Yeah.
You got your coffee. How you feeling?
I got my coffee from Soaps. And the funny thing, we went over there. And there was this awesome listener.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, don't do it!
Yeah, she was an enabler.
She was. She said, don't quit coffee. For your sake and ours. Because I can't fathom you trying to do the show without it. And it will be awful. And
man,
I'm like, well, at least you're honest.
It just sucks that you're dependent on it.
Oh,
for a good
wow,
show.
Wow. Static.
Dude. And do that.
Hey. Yes,
Pat Las Cruces.
Hey, Pat. Thank
What's
you. Thank
on?
You. Thank you.
Hey, I just had to hear if you got it.
Oh, did you not see the photo we posted on Facebook?
Dude, I don't do Facebook.
We posted a photo on, what, Monday?
Right on. My son. We'll go to my son's Facebook and check it out.
Yeah, we posted a photo with us wearing all our cool swag and whatnot.
Right on.
Yeah.
We were
just
pretty excited.
We see you guys rocking the Harley, and we love you guys, and we just wanted to thank you for what you do, and man.
Dude, thank
that,
you.
That was such a yes. surprise. Thank you so
that
much.
That was very, very, yes. very cool. So.
I was hoping we're going to sneak up on you and surprise you and have you do the Mission Impossible and find the box. And
that
like you did with
awesome.
The posters.
Dude. Yeah,
right on.
We loved every... That was amazing.
Yeah, it's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, we posted it everywhere because we were very excited.
Sweet.
We were very,
Sweet.
Very
okay.
excited. So.
We'll check it out.
Right on.
Have a good day, guys.
Hey,
you too,
man.
Too.
Love you guys.
Love
Take
you
care.
Too, bro. Thanks. All right.
Bye.
The Lopez family.
Yeah, it's awesome. If you have no idea what we're talking about, we posted a photo on Monday because we got a care package.
Yeah, except it was just addressed to you. So I was like, yay, Christmas for Steve-O. What's going on? And there was stuff in there for me, too.
Yeah, for you as well.
I was so excited.
Some cool Harley Davidson stuff from Barnett Harley Davidson in Las Cruces. They love us and said here. And we said, thank you. Hey, here's the cool thing. If you love us and you would like to support Static Radio, we are listener supported and we could definitely use your help. We are gearing up for our fundraiser, which is going down October 11th through the 13th. Static Decision 2012. It is your opportunity to vote for Static Radio.
And vote with your cash.
Exactly. If you love us, if you would like to see us keep our place in office, i.e. on the airwaves, then we really need your vote. You can vote with your donation to Static Radio by going to our website, mystaticradio.com. We've had some early voting going on already,
just
which is very
bit.
Cool. $1,605 raised so far, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's not our goal.
No.
But it is amazing that
it
it's
is
happened.
Definitely amazing. Yeah, that's about a 1/100th of our goal
yeah.
that we need. However, it's fantastic that people yeah. are jumping on board and voting for Static Radio. So if you love us, if you'd like to see us continue, please vote for us with your donations at mystaticradio.com. Static!
Good morning, Steve. About your cold coffee thing and the headaches.
Yeah, man.
By trial and error, you might want to figure this out. It might be more of the sugar than the caffeine.
I don't put any sugar in it, though.
Yeah, he doesn't. He,
no,
he
your,
doesn't.
Your Americanos are really sweet.
No, Americano.
Oh, no, that's the Steve-O.
That's the Steve-O.
That's a latte, and it has shots, and then...
Oh, you know what? He's right, because they do Cuban-style shots.
Cuban-style.
The Cuban-style shots has sugar in it.
Yep.
Brown sugar.
Yep. So raw sugar.
Exactly.
Raw, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, Steve-O, just try coffee with just cream or something like that.
Oh, I can't do
No cream. Sugar for a while.
All right. That's a good idea. That's a trial and error, and I get to keep the caffeine. So what you're saying is I get to keep my addiction, but I'm just kidding.
Well, the sugar might be worse for you.
Yeah, this is true. So you hear that, Mitch, drinking Coke at 7 o'clock in the morning?
I feel amazing.
Y'all have a good day.
You
all right,
too.
You too, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, I had crazy headaches this weekend because I totally missed out on coffee all weekend.
Yeah.
I have no idea how or why, because normally I'll just make coffee at home. So the question was asked on Facebook, should I quit coffee? I say no.
And so we're getting votes. You can vote. Well, there's a lot of options. All yes and no options.
People keep putting in new options.
So there's a vote already for yes to prove to Mitch that you are not addicted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, prove it. Prove it.
I don't have to prove myself to you.
Yeah, you do.
I like the yes and no.
Yes and no. Maybe drink every other day and not as much.
That'd be worthless. It'd be way worse.
But someone's already said yes for money.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the dollars.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Sopo, crazy cheap.
Right.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. It's not that, I mean, yes, it still does cost, but it's not like the bucks where it's $6 for a coffee, which is just
it
stupid.
It breaks you.
You could buy an entire week's worth of coffee at Sopo for the cost of like a drink at Starbucks.
And it tastes just as good.
It tastes better.
Yeah.
Because they roast their own beans.
It's true.
Anyways.
Oh.
Yeah, don't even get me started. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I say yes because my grandpa to this day, he said that since the war, he hasn't stopped drinking coffee every day. And he, like, drinks it so much. So, yeah. I say, yeah, you have to quit it.
Quit it?
Wait, is there something wrong with your grandpa?
No, his teeth are just really gross looking in his breath, smells like coffee.
Okay, that's why I wanted him to get a Coke earlier today. Because, okay, we sit here and
we talk.
Way
to open it up.
We sit here and we talk for 4 hours, right? From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then poor Adri has to come in here and she uses the same mic to do her show.
Yep.
And she just complains the entire time because it smells so bad.
My mic stinks. Yeah, like coffee.
No good.
Yeah.
I was just looking out for my coworkers.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Yeah, I mean, there is that. Adri did actually bring that up this week. That my mic is pretty funky.
But, I mean, you chew gum and you take care of it. It's just the microphone itself.
Yeah, the mic itself is gross because I talk directly into this thing for 4 hours with my coffee breath.
Gross.
And then Adri has to come in here and do the show after me and smell the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even smell. I'm just in here in this room the entire time and I just get used to it. But let us know. Should Steve-O quit coffee? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Or some cool alternatives. Don't just give me a yes or no. I want an alternative because I'm not just going to quit drinking coffee because...
Do they have like a coffee patch?
A coffee patch?
Instead of a nicotine patch?
No.
Like I'm not smoking anymore. I'm not drinking coffee anymore.
That is called an addiction. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it is.
I just get headaches if I don't drink it. And
ever.
We wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
To do a 4-hour show where we're amped and up and getting everybody else awake and alive.
I'm just saying, it's an addiction.
Oh man. Static.
Hey, do you guys use windscreens on your microphones?
Windscreens?
No, is that the popper?
Yeah, the little foam piece that separates you from
We don't.
No.
I was going to say, you know, cuz when there were multiple people using handheld mics at our church, we would each have our own little windscreen because someone had a seriously funky problem. And so that's what solved it. So you could keep your coffee and no one had to smell it. So.
Yeah, that's a really, really good idea.
Yeah,
We should implement that.
Yeah, there's one in there in the other studio.
There's one over there. Thanks, man.
Go Phil Williams. All right, later.
All right. 505-338-3700. See, that's an option.
How did he know I was talking about Billion's office?
Get a good windscreen, as it were, going.
Isn't that to reduce the popping sound?
Yeah.
Of our
well, you're thinking of those, shields. Yeah.
I don't know. What is that?
You know, the, like, Yeah, that's not what he's talking about, though.
Okay.
On stage, he was talking about a church. You know, they've got the thing, and it looks like an afro.
Oh, yeah.
On your mic.
Yeah. And like,
I call them afro mics.
Whenever there's baby dedications, the baby always takes it off the microphone.
Like, it's so cute.
Really praying because the baby is
staring at the baby, and the baby's eating the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Look at that baby. Static.
Hey, no to quitting coffee.
Okay.
Why? And then have her just get her own microphone.
Oh, man.
That's a good idea.
She
you know what?
3,
you're right. Yeah, you're right. That's the way
coffee,
to go about it.
You have to have your coffee every day.
I see. Exactly. I really do because I went without it over the weekend and I had gnarly headaches.
Do you also drink coffee?
All day.
All day. Okay.
All day.
So don't listen to her. Don't listen. You're an enabler.
It's proven coffee's good for you.
I don't know about all day, though. I don't know. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
You too.
I do drink coffee in the morning, but I can only drink it in the morning.
Yeah.
I can't have caffeine after that because we were talking to the listener over at Sopo, and she was saying, you can't quit, and talked a little bit about our schedule. And, you know, we work, you know, another half day after we get off the air here.
We don't just leave.
We don't get to just go home. And usually both of us go to our respective homes. I take a nap. You take a nap.
Sometimes.
I crash, dude.
Yeah.
So
it's just hard for me to wake up.
I drink coffee all day.
Yeah.
Because then I'd be, I don't know, I feel like when my body's like, hey, bro, nap time. I need to listen to that.
Yeah.
And if I was drinking coffee all day, I wouldn't be able to do that. So
your body would still be tired. But
yeah.
I don't know.
I can't do it, Mitch.
No. You know what? I think you can quit. For a few days. I mean,
I'm sure I could quit.
Pool boy
threw out the challenge.
Challenge,
quit drinking until Monday, which means the show is going to be not hilarious.
You're going to be a little girl about it?
What do you mean?
You just whine about it. I don't have coffee.
You know, I've met some really great little girls who aren't like that. Why would you stereotype all little girls? Yes, come in here. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I can smell the coffee already. Opening the door.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking about my apparent coffee addiction. I drink coffee a lot.
Can I just say that I tried to convince him to get a Coca-Cola today because I didn't want it to smell bad?
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. There was one day that was really bad, dude. I was gagging.
Hi, Adri.
She does our midday show from 10 to 2, and so we share a mic. You get to use this mic when I'm done breathing coffee all over it.
Yeah, it's terrific.
So we took a survey online, facebook.com/mystaticradio, whether or not I should quit drinking coffee. You think I should, huh?
I think you should.
What if I just chew gum while I drink coffee? Or I'll drink coffee in the 7 o'clock hour, and then from 8 to 10, I'll chew gum or mints.
Unless you start smearing your gum on the mic, I don't think it's really going to help.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she even sprays this down with air freshener stuff.
Yeah, and I gag from that stuff is horrible, too. But
yeah, it's pretty gross.
It smells better than the coffee.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, I thought about it because when Matt was here, he wore so much cologne that I had to bring in my own headphones.
Right.
Because I would go home smelling like a dude.
Let's talk about this one because this was before I was here, but I'd come in and I talk on air with Celeste a bit and I'd go home and my husband would be like, why do you smell like men's cologne? I'm like, it's Matt. It's the old man. I mean, no. I mean, like, he wears so much.
It was bad.
Seeps out onto
so
the
So what you're telling me is now I have become the smell dude here.
You have.
No! Like, dude, but,
you're making the transition.
But I can't bring in my own mic. There's just no way to do that because that crossed my mind. I was like, well, I'll just bring... What? No, I can't do that.
No.
Plus, think of your teeth. I had to stop drinking sodas because that stained your teeth, too. My dentist told me to stop. So
you just... Okay. Man, that's what a few people have said. Breath and teeth.
Eat an apple. That'll wake you up just as much. That'll wake you up better than coffee.
It has
seriously.
Just as much
really?
Caffeine as a cup of coffee.
Well, it's not caffeine.
You prove that to me right now.
It wakes you up.
It wakes you up.
Find that on the internet where somebody made that up.
I'm going to Google that right
there
now.
There's no way that an apple will wake me up like coffee does.
Apple better than coffee. Thanks, Google. You knew what I was looking for.
Yeah, that's because so many people have looked it up because other friends have lied to them and said, yeah, no, an apple totally works.
And it's better for you.
So I'm going to click on omgfacts.com.
Because that's true.
That's good. That's cool. Pretty sure we've got a firewall. So, yeah, we're good. I'll totally not destroy our computer.
No, our computer's pretty
much. So now we'll know that if our computer is destroyed and with viruses, it's because Clicky McClickerson over here just likes to go to random websites.
I'm just saying. Look, it's loading.
Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm going to call again because Adri's in and I never get to say hi to her.
Hi.
Adri. Okay, so as far as the Apple thing, it's true. And I always think about, because Adri actually likes apples, because once in a while she'll say on the radio, oh, you know, I'm going to eat my apple and then my edamame or whatever. And she's all like health and that, and I love that, right? But, okay, if this is not true, then you're calling Skip Hyde a liar. Because
what?
Pastor Skip, yes, Pastor Skip said this one time during a sermon, and you can go back and find it. And if it's not, you don't even have to worry about the internet. You go right to Skip and ask. Because he said it one time, and I never forgot it. And that's, I don't know if where Adri got it, but it's true, and I've tried it, and it's true.
Wait, he said that apples wake you up better than coffee?
One apple is equivalent to two cups of coffee.
Huh. All right, I believe him because he was a doctor guy.
Right.
So he has knowledge.
And he came from California, so you already know.
Yeah. And he's just a super rad dude, so.
And Adri, I can't wait till we all see each other again. Because three words, and you'll know who you're talking to.
I already know. I recognize your voice.
I know. It's like I can't ever deny
it. Three words? That was like 17.
Yeah, that was not three words.
Wah, wah, fail. Okay, get over it. So I'm getting over it, and I'm getting over it alone, and it's great, and thank you for that. But yeah, man, try apples, you will. But all caffeine headaches are real. It's a real issue in your brain that's happening, like technology.
Oh, we know he has issues in his brain.
Yeah. We all. Yeah.
True story.
You did not just say that, Adri. Okay, we love you, Steve-O and Mitch, but no, seriously, try the apples, but you have to give yourself a little caffeine or you will suffer some pretty bad migraines, especially if you're not a water drinker in the heat.
I'm not a water drinker.
Well, if you went all weekend and got hot and didn't have caffeine and didn't drink water, wah, wah, that's why you got the headache.
There you go. All right, thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's just before 8 o'clock, and apparently I'm going to have an apple addiction soon.
Apparently.
That's good.
It's good. The combination of fiber and vitamins apples contain may also help to lower overall cholesterol.
Oh, I like that.
And they provide long-term benefits. Great source of vitamin B.
That just means I'm going to have apple breath in the morning.
But
apple breath
is smells not as good. Way better
to
than
you,
coffee breath.
I don't know. I'm down with some coffee breath.
I usually always have gum.
Okay.
So I'll just give him gum. Sorry.
Okay, how about this? For the rest of the week, because Pool Boy from Cruces had already challenged me.
And he was the first one.
So tomorrow's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
No
we'll
coffee.
Revisit Monday. No coffee. I will rock an apple. Doesn't matter what kind of apple. Does it have to be red or green?
I don't think it matters.
Okay. I will attempt this.
Okay. You think you can do this?
I will attempt this.
I think we have...
That's the best I can say.
I think we have a really interesting few days ahead of us.
And
I
considering
think so.
My wife and I are doing the announcements for all four services at Calvary this weekend, we'll see how that goes because I need to be alert.
You can do this.
All right.
Okay, I got a question. How many cups of coffee do you normally drink in the morning?
Just one, Captain Americano. That's it.
But why? How many does that count for? Because remember, one apple is like two cups of coffee. So you might have to eat two apples.
This is just, I don't know. How many shots do they put in here? One or two?
Two.
Two shots of espresso. So that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
And I don't have any more coffee for the rest of the day.
Let us know what you think. Should Steve-O quit coffee?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back. We got some tall heart for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Rockwell Social, The Offering, right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey, and Adri.
Good morning. Adri.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
It's early for your voice.
It is.
But that's cool.
You are here.
You're trying to ensure that the mic isn't stinky.
Trying
desperately.
I really won't know until I get a good sniff test later. Yeah.
Gross.
We were talking about coffee, and it got to my personal quote-unquote addiction, as you guys have labeled it. I don't believe it's an addiction. I could quit it any time.
We have no, to be a rebel is winning.
Really?
On Facebook.
See? People say I shouldn't quit drinking coffee.
Yeah.
But to be a rebel makes me want to quit because I don't want to be a rebel.
Aww.
I can be rebellious, but not for those reasons. So, Rockwell Social, actually, Kyle from Rockwell, going to be here Friday, hopefully, hanging out with us. Him and his family coming out for the Balloon Fiesta.
That's so crazy. Really?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Oklahoma.
Oh, so it's not like foreign to them.
No.
The Balloon Fiesta.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were talking about the potential of me quitting coffee tomorrow. Pull Boy from Cruces says, tomorrow you got to quit.
Uh-huh. Cold turkey.
You brought up apples.
Apples are good.
Because apparently apples substitute. Are good for you and it's healthier and it's...
Wakes you up.
And it gets you going. I never knew this. See what God did. It's like, you don't need coffee, bro. I got the natural solution. Chrissy, my wife, actually texted me. I want to call her.
Okay.
Because she has a suggestion as well. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Just going to give her a call.
Okay.
Just going to give her a call here. She has to deal with me on a daily basis.
She does.
We feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
May the Lord bless her.
Yeah. Yeah. May the Lord bless and keep you. She's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, just hanging out. You're on the air.
I know.
Oh. I mean, we've only been married almost 10 years. You should know by now. That's probably what's going to happen. Me, Adri, Mitch in studio talking about me quitting my coffee, quote unquote, addiction. She says on Monday.
Okay. Here's what we can do. Quit Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday. Go for it.
Wait.
I don't care.
No, because that's not, quitting. That's not quitting. I can't quit 2 days and then start 2 days and then quit again on Monday.
But, okay, you also have to do really well for announcements this weekend.
I do. I really do.
He has to do really well for his family.
What does that mean?
So he can start on Monday.
I think I would be just fine over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have coffee this whole last weekend.
I know.
She remembers. She hasn't forgotten just yet.
Was it really that bad? Was it really that bad?
You're really grouchy.
Was he angry during his message?
No!
No, he did all right during his message.
Come on. I wasn't that grumpy this weekend, was I?
So grumpy this weekend.
How was I grumpy? Name one thing I did grumpy.
Uh-oh. This is going to get bad.
Actually, you know what? Don't. Because she's right. I was really grumpy.
Yeah, there's like an apology in the message.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You apologized in your message?
I really even talked about that in the message. Because I was talking about worship and our attitude of worship that goes well beyond just the two fast songs, the medium tempo and the slow song during service, and how worship is a 24/7 continual thing according to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 and 16, which was the basis of the message.
Mm-hmm.
And And as I'm talking about rejoicing in the Lord always and continually giving up this sacrifice of praise, I thought about the fact that all weekend I was a grumpy, grumpy, grumpy man. And I apologized to my wife on stage. And my wife...
I have proof. It'll be on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. And my wife, who happened to have a microphone because the Echoing Green did the special worship, said, "Amen!" really loudly into the microphone right at that moment. And the entire place started laughing.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. It's kind of true. I really, I may or may not have been grumpy this weekend. It wasn't my fault.
But were you eating apples?
No, I wasn't eating apples.
So am I setting myself up for wanting him to quit tomorrow? Like, because I have to deal with this too.
Yeah. You really do. You really do. So, I don't know. Can we get apples, honey?
We have apples, honey.
Oh, we do?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. They're in the fridge.
There's a green little green things on the counter.
Oh yeah,
right by the sink.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I didn't know what those were. Those are
some orange things there too.
Oh okay, who knew? I don't know. You know,
fresh fruit in your house.
We have fruit in the house.
Go figure.
Awesome. Okay, I love you.
love you too.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Don't you know that you have an apple tree in your backyard?
We actually do have an apple tree in the backyard.
Are you kidding me? Yeah,
no, I'm totally serious. Except apparently we have this ginormous apple tree that we've grown since it was a seed. Mm-hmm. Seriously. And we took it from pot to pot as it grew and grew, and then finally transplanted it to the backyard. And so we have this huge, you know, 7-8 foot tall apple tree in the back, but it's never actually produced fruit because apparently we need another fruit tree in the backyard. Mm-hmm. So that they cross whatever.
Pollinate.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
That's
what I'm supposed to do, but now it's too cold to plant another fruit tree. So yet again, I don't know.
You just keep going.
Terrible.
It's fine.
Terrible. Static.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jared.
Hey, Jared.
Hey.
You were with me all weekend. Come on.
I was with you all weekend, and I will say that I did see you on Saturday, and you were pretty grumpy.
I wasn't grumpy.
Why are you
so
mean?
You were pretty grumpy. That's okay, because Sunday you rocked it, and it was awesome.
Okay,
And I don't know if you had coffee then, but hey, I do have a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, since I do play with you every Sunday, and I see you pretty much every Wednesday and Sunday because we're on the same worship team.
Yeah.
What about you just have coffee on Sundays?
And Wednesday evenings?
Wednesday evenings, yeah.
This is the best. So basically when people have to deal with me is the only time I should have coffee, which means every hour of every day I'm going to have coffee for someone's sake.
But then also if you have coffee on Sunday mornings, you also play guitar and you also speed up the songs really, really, really fast. And see, it's my job as a drummer to tune that down, but when you have coffee, man, everything just goes to waste.
It's like that thing you do.
Listen to him.
All sounds better faster. Come on.
No, the song is supposed to be slow.
No, it sounds way better faster.
Except that was the drummer.
You're like the squirrel from Over the Hedge.
You know what the funny thing is? I've gotten that so many times.
Oh, my gosh.
More often than anything else, that's what I've been compared to, the squirrel from Over the Hedge.
That's a good thing.
I can see it.
Yeah. When I take an energy drink, the world really does slow down. So that's why I can't drink energy drinks. Jared, I love you.
I love you too, man.
I'm sorry I was grumpy this weekend.
You guys have a good morning.
You too.
Dude, it's like
intervention.
Like Scrooge all of a sudden. It's a Christmas carol. All of a sudden everybody's taking me back. Ooh, into the past. Look.
Look through the window.
Yeah. Apparently
here's
an
idea
grumpy.
For you, Steve-O.
Yeah.
What if you fast coffee? What if you turn it that direction? Of course, you still got to eat your apples.
I could do that. Dude, that's hilarious. I can't believe how grumpy I really was this weekend. In hindsight, looking back, I really was grumpy.
Aww.
I was so grumpy.
Why are you so grumpy on the weekends?
Because I didn't have coffee this weekend. See, this is what happens. Yet you guys are pushing me towards not drinking coffee.
Because it's good for you.
But you could get those gas station things. Like they taste like the gas station drinks. And you put the cup in, I don't know, what is
it
called?
No! Are you talking about those stupid energy drinks that are this big?
No!
Oh, okay.
No, like gas station coffee, but you have
gross.
One of those makers at your house?
Yeah. Oh, the K-cups?
Yes,
yeah,
that's what they're called.
Thanks.
And it like literally has like, what is it, powder in there or something? I don't know what's in there.
It's coffee grind. Well, it's like coffee. It's coffee.
Are you sure it's coffee?
Yes, it's coffee. Uh-oh, phone lines. Static!
Hey, Steve-O, this is Mitch.
Hey!
Okay. So I saw you this weekend.
You did. This is my sister-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So here's the deal. I was raised in a pastor's home, and you didn't seem grumpy. You just seemed really, focused on your message.
There
like
you
what
go.
You were going to preach on. You were focused.
I was focused, wasn't I?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? The message, it was amazing, and you touched my heart, and you showed me places that God was just dealing with, and it was amazing. And I don't think you were grumpy. I think you were just totally consumed in the word and what you had to preach.
Right on. Thank you.
It was awesome.
You are so sweet and optimistic, and you know that's good. I like that. I'm going to accept that.
So maybe
that
you
one.
Should quit coffee.
Yeah. Because
I have to say that most pastors I know, when they get off the stage, they're so drained from preaching that they're really tired. And I think you were just really tired, and you probably should have had the coffee after the message.
Ah, there you go.
No.
There you go. Well, then you couldn't have taken that Sunday afternoon nap, so never mind.
Yeah, all right. I never taken a Sunday afternoon nap. It's football season.
I forgot.
12 games to watch. So,
yeah.
All right.
Well, whatever. It was awesome.
All right, love you.
Love you too, babe. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. That is awesome.
Everyone's chiming in.
I know, man. I'm not going to answer the phone anymore. It's like those crazy shows where all of a sudden it's like, we have your fifth grade teacher, and she's here, Miss Kelly.
This what? Is an intervention.
I know, man. Hey, we love you. We just, you know.
And Mitch has prepared something. Dear Steve-O, everyone in this room loves you.
No!
But we think it's time.
No!
And we just want the best for you. The end.
That's it?
Yeah.
What a terrible... That, you obviously didn't prepare that well at all.
No.
Man, you don't really care about me. I was pathetic.
Man.
That was a terrible intervention.
You see right through me.
Yeah. Static. Oh, they hung up. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We shall see how this goes. Apples, huh?
Uh-huh. Do it.
It may happen. And the mic would...
Yeah, stop doing that.
Probably. Smell better.
No.
So Norma Jean.
Norma Jean.
Yeah, Robots 3, Human 0. Steve-O, Mitch, and Adrian.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Shine a little light on me. Micah Talks. Song called Please. Static Radio, 8:30 now on your Wednesday morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mitch.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
You know, can't complain.
Good, good.
We have Adrian Studio from Middays hanging out with us right now.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah? Are you excited that the mic isn't going to be as funk-tastic today?
No, today it will be because you still have coffee.
This.
No, no. Who does that? Smell this?
I don't know.
This
smells
to.
Terrible. Smell it.
Yeah. See, that I hate. Oh, dude, try this.
Okay.
I am not sticking that in my mouth. You just like gagged. Why would I try that? Why do we do that?
I don't know. You want somebody else to suffer along with you.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing. So apparently I want you to suffer along with me, Adri, because you know... You do the show right after the morning show.
Yes.
We share a mic.
We do.
I'm an avid coffee drinker.
I can tell.
Yeah. And my mic is nasty, apparently.
There was one day earlier this week, or was that last week? That was terrible.
No, it was this week. It was Monday, I think.
That was the worst.
You know, the funny thing is, it's because Saturday and Sunday I went without coffee, got these crazy headaches, and so Monday...
You made up for it.
I went all... Yeah, well, I made up for it. Just calling SOPA like every 3 minutes. Can I just kid? Can you just give me... you know what? Can you just bring me an IV?
IV right here.
Dude. Oh,
but
man.
We found something that's going to kind of help you with this.
Ease me away from...
Yeah, apples.
Apples, apparently.
Yeah, you learned some stuff about that. They only have, like, what, 60 calories in
60
them?
60 calories, which doesn't matter to him.
No, it doesn't.
He's got you a tapeworm or something.
I don't understand, like... Calories. Is that a good thing that it's 60 or is that a bad thing? Is
it's
it like
good.
Golf?
It's healthy.
Where you need a lower score? No, wait. Yeah, golf, you need a lower score.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So it's not like basketball. You want the highest calories.
You don't have to worry about calories.
You don't have to worry about calories.
Just don't worry about that part.
You can have like 5,000 calories a day and it's fine.
Well, what do calories do? Is it like for your heart?
It's energy.
Yeah.
It's energy. See, is this terrible?
No, it's fine.
People are, dude, my cholesterol, my blood pressure and this. I'm like, I don't even know what any of that is. That's awesome.
I usually don't pay attention to calories.
Probably go to the doctor at some point. Regular checkup, all that stuff.
I don't pay attention to calories until after I've eaten it. Like, I'll go and get, like, a Big Mac or something, and I'm like, whoa, that has how many? Oh, no, 600 calories?
No, I can't eat for 2 days.
Right.
That's a lot? 600's
yeah.
a lot? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had to count them. I've never, you know what I mean? So I honestly, I'm so ignorant in
Be
that
thankful.
Area.
Be thankful.
I guess. Okay, this cola that you're drinking.
200.
200 calories.
Yep.
Is that a lot?
Yes.
That's a lot for a drink.
It's definitely breakfast.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
If you're watching calories, they tell you not to drink your calories.
Don't drink your
don't
calories?
Don't drink your calories. So you
how, much
drink water.
How many calories does coffee have?
I don't know. It depends on all the garbage you put in
okay.
it.
Okay. Nothing. Got to be black coffee.
So you learned a lot about the apple.
I did.
And what it can do for you. One apple is equivalent to 2 cups of coffee.
Which is good, and it's healthier for you, apparently. Mm-hmm. So the recommendation from everyone is eat an apple in the morning.
Yeah.
It'll give you the energy you need, and it's healthier, and I won't have stained teeth.
And you're putting food in your stomach.
And Adri's mic won't be nasty.
Yes.
So
be doing
we're helping everybody.
Yes.
See, just one thing. It's like that commercial where somebody hugs somebody, and then they like pass it along, and the whole world gets hugged or something.
See?
No, it's just so great.
So nice.
No clue. Okay. Speaking of having a no clue, I can't believe this. I was a Shakespeare kid
mm-hmm.
growing up. I had an animal named Shakespeare.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. Even after I left high school, I went back to La Cueva to help. At the time, Ms. Keeson was the drama teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to help with some things because I was...
With a play? Did you direct?
Actively involved. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
So I would keep going. I loved it. I used to love... So I loved Shakespeare. And I'm kind of shocked because according to a new British survey, okay?
not American.
Not American. I mean, these people should know.
Because they're Brits.
Exactly. 1 in 3 kids does not know who William Shakespeare was.
Oh, my goodness.
30% of kids between the age of 6 and 12 had never heard the name Shakespeare, didn't recognize the names of his plays. And adults, sadly, aren't much help either. 1 in 4 adults say they've never read one of Shakespeare's plays. And 1 in 20 thought Shakespeare's most famous play, Cinderella.
That is sad.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's really bad.
2% of people didn't know he was a real guy, which just flat depresses me.
He was real.
Yeah, I'm serious. 2% of people didn't know he was an actual human being. They thought he was a made-up character, a fictional character.
There's some speculation about like whether or not his playwriting was legit, whether or not he had a ghostwriter, but he's a real person.
He absolutely was a real person. So here's what I wanted to do. We've got some copies of the brand new record of the wedding.
Oh, yes. Olympics.
Gotta do the Olympics. You know, that's what we do. Do you remember Olympics?
I do remember the Olympics.
Okay. Name of the game is Olympics. Phone number is 505-338-3700. We have a copy of the brand new record from The Wedding. And if you'd like to win it, all you got to do is play the Olympics.
I think this could work out really well for someone who likes Shakespeare.
Who likes Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of have to have some Shakespeare knowledge. But here we go. Static.
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys doing? Mitch, Adrian, how you guys?
Doing good. Well.
A little saddened by the fact that apparently 1 in 3 kids has no idea who Shakespeare is.
What is this world coming to?
Do you know who Shakespeare is?
Sure do.
Okay.
Man, I had drama in high school. I had to know who he was.
Oh, dude, you may excel at this. Because here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a round of Olympics. And on the line, a brand new copy of The Wedding's latest CD, No Direction. Are you a fan of The Wedding?
Okay. I'm good.
Do you like The Wedding?
Do you enjoy The Wedding?
Yeah. Okay. I like listening to him,
so. Okay. See, so you do listen to things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good. I couldn't tell there for a second. Got you not paying attention! Okay, are you ready to play?
Sure.
You know the name of the game?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how to play?
I think so.
All right, here we go. All right, it's time for Olympics. Mitch, are you ready to do this?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, Adrie, how you doing? You ready to do this?
I am ready.
All right, you guys aren't doing radio voice.
Oh,
this is terrible.
I can't do radio voice.
All right,
I can do it. I'll do it.
You guys can just be the ones that like stand in front of the car and do that. Do like the hand motions.
Yay.
Because
everybody,
I can have a voice.
All right, there you go. All right. All right, on the phone, we got Brian. Brian, are you ready to play Olympics?
Wow, I think so, Steve-O.
That was
terrible.
Awful.
That was
terrible.
Sorry.
That's
okay.
Exciting.
It's okay. All right, here we go. Olympics. All right, Brian, name 5 plays from William Shakespeare. Go.
Hamlet, Much Ado About Nothing, Romeo and Juliet.
That was it.
Judges?
We have to call it.
You gotta call it. All right, judges?
He didn't make it.
In the middle of your second and third play.
Sorry, that's the judges said it. Static. Hello. Okay, if you call us, you have to turn your radio down. I promise you're going to confuse yourself. Name of the game is Olympics, and we're playing right now for a copy of the brand new record from The Wedding. Phone number is 505-338-3700. If you think you can answer our trivia questions, hello, Static.
Hey, I'm here to win a CD.
Here to win a CD. All right, I hope you know your Shakespeare.
I hope so, too.
All right, are you a fan of William Shakespeare?
You know, I read a couple of his plays in high school, and, like, we read them as a class.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't, like, the biggest fan, but, I mean, there was some stuff that I enjoyed.
All right. All right, here we go. We're going to play Olympics. What's your name, sir?
Daniel.
Daniel, all right, here we go. On the line is a copy of the brand new record from The Wedding, titled No Direction, courtesy of Tooth & Nail Records. Thanks to those guys. All right, Daniel, name 5 plays from William Shakespeare. Go!
Othello, King Lear, Midsummer Night's Dream, Romeo and Juliet and Much Ado About Nothing.
Boom! That was it. That was it.
Good job.
Nicely done. I'm proud of you. You said Othello. That's a great one.
For like not being a huge fan of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Othello was like one of my favorite ones that I genuinely enjoyed.
Yes, dude. Iago? That dude was bad.
Oh, the bird from Aladdin?
Not the bird from Aladdin. No. No, actually. That would be incorrect, Mitch. You're fired. Go. You just go. All right, man. Hang on the line. Thanks for playing.
Cool. Sure thing.
All right. Dude, it was just that easy.
It was just that easy.
He made it seem
so easy. He gives me hope for the future. Kids actually may know who Shakespeare is.
Yeah.
Now.
He wasn't a kid.
At least one dude.
Adults. Well, how many?
Let's see. 1 in 20 thought that Shakespeare's most famous play was
Cinderella.
Yeah!
Awful.
I said Romeo and Juliet? No. Cinderella.
1 in 3 kids between the ages of 6 and 12 had never even heard of William Shakespeare, didn't recognize the name of plays like Hamlet or Romeo and Juliet. These are like his most famous plays. They surveyed adults and kids. Looks like the adults didn't do much better. More than 1 in 4 adults, 27%, admit they've never read a Shakespeare play. And 1 in 8 didn't even know he was a British playwright. Had no idea who he was.
Oh, my gosh.
And as I said, 1 in 20 thought his most famous play, Cinderella.
It's not even a play.
No.
Disney movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it.
This hurts.
So there you go. Keep listening for your chance to score a brand new copy of the wedding CD, No Direction. We're going to be giving away some more a little later. Right now, Sleeping at Last, Steve O, Mitch, and Adri.
In the morning.
Static Radio. In the Valley of the Dying Sun, right here on Static Radio. Hey, congratulations to Daniel, who scored a copy of the brand new record from The Wedding.
Yeah, because played the Olympics.
And won!
It was amazing.
It was great, dude. He actually knew some things about Shakespeare.
He even knew Othello.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, something about Shakespeare.
Do you know Shakespeare?
Not well. I was in drama, and then I chose choir over drama.
So
I didn't pursue my Shakespeare knowledge.
Name 3 characters from Romeo and Juliet. Go.
Ugh. Romeo, Juliet, and Mercutio.
Good job. Okay. That was so easy because I gave you 2 of them.
I know.
Name another one.
Benvolio.
Okay.
I can't name another one.
Yeah.
The Capulets.
You're like, 4s, that's it. That's all I can do. Okay.
And then, there's the Capulets.
The Montagues.
And the Montagues.
Yep.
Which always confused me because I felt like it should be pronounced Montague.
Yeah.
Montague.
Montag.
Or Montag.
You know, the Montags.
The Montags. No, Montague.
Capulets, you know. Wow.
Yeah.
Just before 9 o'clock now, and I found this interesting survey.
Did you?
Yeah. LinkedIn, which, as we're talking about what they should be called, I always thought it was LinkedIn. I'm not joking.
Let me see how it's spelled.
It's all one word. I always thought it was LinkedIn.
Where?
LinkedIn.
Okay, that reminds me of the lotion, St. Ives.
Uh-huh.
Until I was like 14, I thought it was just Stives. I didn't notice the period.
You're like, I don't know what Stives are, bro, but they make some good lotions. Stives, really?
St. Ives. Yeah, I didn't see the period or recognize that. The I was capitalized.
Well, LinkedIn is all one word. It's not, there's no spaces. They just capitalize the I, but I didn't know that. And on the website, it's like, hey, your friends want you to join them on LinkedIn. And I'm like, what is LinkedIn? I don't even know what that is.
LinkedIn.
Apparently, it's, you know, this.
When did you realize?
Facebook type business thing. I don't know.
You don't know when you realize?
Recently. Very. Very recently.
Yesterday.
Like when I got the story, yeah, and went, oh!
Just clicked.
LinkedIn!
Oh.
Okay.
Why can't they just push the space bar?
Because it's a website, so it's all one word, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
They just released the results of a survey on what will disappear from offices within the next 5 years.
Ooh.
Yeah. Things that are disappearing from the workplace.
What do you think, without reading the survey?
I already saw the survey.
Okay, never mind.
Because I agree with the first one. 71% of people said fax machines going away.
Oh, yeah.
Already going away in many, many offices. Fax machines, 9 to 5 work hours. 57% of people said.
You know, we have a fact.
The Temper Trap, song called Fader, kicking off your 9 o'clock hour. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hanging out with you.
And we have a lot of, I don't know, I like this question. And
yeah?
There's been a lot of scary things. I'm like, oh, I hope they don't read that.
Great. LinkedIn just released the results of a survey on what will disappear from offices within the next 5 years. They were doing it, you know, professionally, getting different businesses and companies to say, hey, what's disappearing from your office? Number one on the list was tape recorders, which I'm shocked still exist. Fax machines, the Rolodex, 9 to 5 hours, desk phones, desktop computers. Those were the lines they were talking about.
Yeah.
And we asked a question on Facebook, what do you want to see disappear from your workplace? And have gotten some pretty interesting answers.
Yes. Some good ones. Kevin says, mandatory annual web-based training for business security, business ethics, etc.
Yeah.
Tony says, the rule of having to shave every day.
Is he in the military or what?
He must be. Oh, yeah. He totally is.
Okay.
Look.
No.
What is United States Air Force?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Gail says, the government forms. Jed says, rude people.
That'll never happen because the whole world would disappear.
Right? Giovanna says, being a business owner, I'd like for 80% of taxes to disappear. Then I could actually get paid.
Ah, there you go.
True. Taylor, I don't know about this one. He says, my customers.
Yeah, see, that's not going to work because then the one above it,
job.
Giovanna, a business owner, doesn't want her customers to disappear.
But Taylor, if Taylor's customers disappeared, then he wouldn't have a job, right? I don't know what he does.
That's what I would think.
Never mind. Jared says the clutter.
Okay.
Nate says, my boss's constant bad attitude.
Ah.
Dang. That's how I feel about you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean,
I'm not your boss.
What?
I'm not your boss.
Well, I need to stop asking you if I can do things.
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of am.
I'm just kidding. You don't have a bad attitude.
On the show, bro, it's like equal ground.
Right.
You don't think about that on the show. Okay, read the next one. wow, you did. All right.
Yes, sir. I was really going to.
This is awesome. I had no idea.
Arturo says apathy.
Okay.
And Amber says, huh, I would want to work to disappear.
I would want work to disappear.
And Randall says gossip.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you need to
stop. That'd be nice.
Talking about people.
I can't help it.
Why?
I'm a gossipy kind of guy.
You know, one of those.
I can't take it. I'm not a fan. So here's what I've learned. My pastor, because just a few short weeks ago, you know, he had people come forward and, hey, man, if you need prayer, So I had somebody come up to me and they were like, hey, man, I just need prayer because my friend, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, how do you handle something like that? Because that's straight up just like.
That's gossip.
Zah. So I was like, oh, wow, cool. Well, let's go grab him right now and pray with him.
Oh.
And that's how you
tackle
that.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because that's how you got to tackle it. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, bro, this guy just aired all this out. Obviously, you need prayer. And now he's going to need prayer when you beat him to the ground.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
I can't stand gossip, man.
It bothers me.
Yeah. Except I'm one of those blunt people that I don't need to worry about gossip because if something's off or if I'm not into something or if I don't like something, I will tell you.
Yeah.
So you don't ever have to worry about me gossiping. I'll just straight up tell you.
I've been accused of not being kind enough.
Yeah, see, I need to work on tact.
Yeah, tact is definitely, I lack some of that, and I'll just say things really bluntly,
yeah.
I guess, and
yeah.
Then later on, I realize, I'm like, yeah, that wasn't really nice.
Maybe that's why we get along, though, because we can handle it, because that's how I would want somebody to approach it with me, because I think we should be able to take that. As long as it's constructive,
it's
truthful.
I start off super unconstructive, like, that was stupid. And then I'll be like, well, this is why.
Yeah.
But usually I just like, dude, why are you being dumb?
I just try to pull my glasses up again.
You don't even have glasses.
I don't have glasses on. I got contacts and I keep trying to pull them up. Maybe it's because your glasses needed to be pulled up. So I was like, oh, do mine need to go up too?
I'll take that just as a hint every time.
My nose bridge.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Nicole says, that mean streak that comes from a competitive objective. I would rather see people build others up.
Oh,
so there you go.
All right.
And TG says, brick walls, drilling into that is poop. I'm sorry.
I have no idea what TJ does for a living.
He remember he told us he does
puts blinds on or something.
Oh, okay.
Like a window for your windows.
Oh, yeah. So brick walls, that'd probably be no bueno.
Yeah, not fun.
Oh, but you could teach me a thing or two because I want to hang stuff on my back wall.
That's
and I have those like, you know, the cinder blocks.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
Cinder block wall.
I think you just have to get the right drill bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. I'm guessing, but I think
never tried.
So. What else do we have?
There's so much time.
I know. Ooh, Christopher says inconsistent management.
Ooh, wow. I hope your boss isn't reading these.
I know.
Okay, so this was what the question was posed for. LinkedIn released the results of a survey on what will disappear from offices within the next 5 years. We're talking fax machines, tape recorders, the Rolodex, business cards.
Mm.
I've never even had my own business card. I don't want it to disappear.
Man.
I want a business card.
Well, there you can probably just find all of that online anyway, right?
All my information?
Yeah.
You just hand them my email address. Hey, just email me.
Yeah.
I guess that works too.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 to 5 hours, desk phones. These are practical things that are slowly going away in the workplace.
My favorite thing on that list is our nice clothes, like business clothes. I don't own any, and it's because every time I go out to and think about buying some, they're just too expensive. I'm like, I can't spend $100 on this outfit. Are you kidding me? I'm going to wear it like once, maybe every other week.
If nice clothes go away, then wouldn't it also decline, like, the attitude of the workplace? Because I feel like sometimes when you dress up, like, Sunday, I wore a tie on Sunday. I got to guest speak at my church, and I wore a tie.
Well, that's different.
You know what I mean? Like, why is it different?
Because you're teaching in front of a bunch of people.
So, just think of your attitude, because I had a wholly different attitude. You know what I mean? Like, when I dress nice, I feel nice. And so, if it goes cash, maybe you don't take your job as seriously. Maybe then things decline.
I feel stressed out.
Yeah.
I feel very stressed out when I wear nice clothes. What if I stain it?
Paul in Houston says, I'd like to see the Illuminati disappear from my workplace. I said too much! And then he was gone. I hope we hear from him again.
Oh, I hope he's all right.
I do too.
Man, I don't know if we should take that seriously.
Can I just say that dude's hilarious?
He really is.
He's pretty great.
Full of wit.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in on the conversation. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. What would you like to see disappear from work?
Corny says something that I was interviewed when I first started working here at the Connection. One of the questions they asked me was, how do you deal with three different people telling you something to do and they're all different?
Oh.
And I said, I don't know.
Yeah. And you shut down.
I just shut down.
And we almost didn't hire you.
And it was really depressing. No,
I'm just kidding.
So he says, too much management. I have three different people giving me stuff to do all the time. So it can get conflicting, but generally, usually you just do what the person that's highest up says.
And then the underling gets mad, and then you're like, he said
to do this. And I'll get to that, just not until maybe next week, okay?
But what if it's very important?
Well, then
I'm the underling boss.
Okay.
I am the underling boss.
Yeah, well, you are not Stever, so.
No, I'm not. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So all my stuff always gets put on the back burner. Because I'm the unimportant one.
Well, here's the thing. That's not always true. Because you are the underling or whatever you just said.
Yeah.
And so that means that you're in more direct contact. Like, you are always talking to me and telling me to do things. And so I might as well just...
Yes, I am.
I might as well just get it done so you leave me alone.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got a local artist to play for you now. And if you are a local band, if you're a musician and you want to get your stuff played on Static Radio, it's simple. All you got to do is get to our website, mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rules section. And in there, you can send us MP3s. You can tell us about your band. And we'll play it. I don't know if we'll play it more than once. If it's good, we will.
Yeah.
But we'll absolutely play it. So
this one we're playing more than once.
I love this band.
So
I actually just talked to said band about a potential show coming up. I would love to put it together. So keep it locked to Static Radio for details on that as it happens.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't happen, I'll just say sorry. But yeah. Sputnik for you now. Two Duck Walks from Broman. Whatever.
Broman.
Yeah. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. All my tears right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
9:30 now. It is Wednesday.
Yeah, and we're getting close to the end of this show.
I know, right?
What's going on?
This happens every day, actually.
No, I wasn't ready. I didn't plan for this.
We were talking about a survey from LinkedIn.
LinkedIn?
Ah, yes, LinkedIn. Why would they spell it like that? It's all one word.
It's all spelled correctly. So they confusing. Just didn't put space bars. It's like a hashtag. Think of it as a hashtag.
Ah, yes.
LinkedIn. Well,
I am terrible with hashtags, though. Let's be honest. Like, especially if they're long. It's like deciphering somebody's license plate. Yeah. I hate that. Driving behind them.
Disneyland. Disneyland. It's like Wheel of Fortune.
I'm not going to lie. If you have one of those, you need to get a bumper sticker above it that explains what your license plate is supposed to say.
I always hate it when it's like their last name. Oh, wait. I can't say that. My in-laws have that.
Why would you do that?
I didn't realize. I've just always hated that. And then
No. Not you. Why would your in-laws do that? Why would you have your car and then have your last name on it?
That's my thought exactly.
Okay. I just can't do it, man. I would need to get a bumper sticker that explained it, especially if it's confusing, because you know half the time somebody will get one or they'll try to get one and that one's taken because you have to put in like 6 different options.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this one's taken, what would you want second? If that's taken, what would you want third?
I just don't even personalize it.
Oh, you can't do that.
I just want the next car I get, I want the blue one, the blue license plate.
Okay.
That's what I want. I don't want
Can you really choose that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whenever they came out with the one with the balloon on it.
Oh, that's true. They asked me when I got my this last car.
And I got the balloon.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had 3 options. It was like the yellow one, the blue one, or the Lobo one. And the Lobo one was perfect because my car's red.
But you didn't get it?
But I didn't get it because they're like, oh, yeah, that's only $65 extra for the Lobo one.
Oh, gosh, no.
Like, you are crazy.
No.
I'll get a bumper sticker for $1.
Yeah.
Can I just have the yellow one, please? Because the blue one doesn't really go with my red car.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
At all.
See? Cool.
Because it's not just like
glad blue. We agree.
Yeah.
You know, yellow and red totally works because the numbers are red, so it matched my car. Yeah, I thought about that. I really did.
Oh, my God.
What do you want to see disappear from your workplace in the next 5 years? According to LinkedIn, the results of a survey on what will disappear from the offices in the next 5 years. Kind of interesting. Kind of weird that some of them even still exist in office places. Number one was tape recorders. 79% of people say they will be gone within 5 years. But considering I haven't seen one here in like a decade.
I feel like they're already gone.
We get people coming in saying, hey, man, can you convert this old message from tape to CD? Like, I don't even, that's a tape. What were tapes again? Can you explain to me what a tape was?
So weird.
At one time? Yeah.
We just never used them.
Fax machines, which we have here.
Yeah.
We have fax machines here. The Rolodex.
Oh, man. My mom had one of those in the house.
Really?
Yeah. Just, yeah. Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. Nowadays with cell phones, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Standard 9 to 5 hours, 57% of people say will be gone within the next. I hope not.
I can see that. I mean, people, even in this office, come in so sporadically and randomly that I've memorized their schedule because not only am I sounding really creepy right now, I was a receptionist. So
so I know everyone's phone number
I did.
Schedule.
Like, I knew on Wednesdays, you and or yo went to Astros at like 12 or 11. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, time for Astros? Okay, cool. See ya. And
that still happens.
Yeah, it still does.
Yeah.
But I'm not up there to say, hey, have fun. Have a great drive. Yeah.
Astro Zombies, a comic shop locally that actually supports Static Radio, which is cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Speaking of support for Static Radio, coming up October 11th through the 13th, we will be doing Static Decision 2012. You can get your vote on. It is an election year.
It is.
And it is time to decide. There are some important issues going on right now. So you need to decide what you will listen to.
Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because Celeste was in here a few days ago talking about it. And she said it's just really cool to put your time and really support with money, something that you listen to, that you enjoy. And so it's really cool to get behind a station like this. I know that before I was here, I was supporting and it gave me incentive to listen and just invest in such a cool way.
Yeah, and guess what? Here's a great, great incentive. If you're a fan of Static Radio, you love being a part of it and listening every morning, we love having you.
It's true.
But deeper than that, on a biblical level, I had a chance to share this last weekend at my church, a message. And I'll tell you what, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15 and 16 talks about your spiritual act of worship. What is worship? And that was what the entire message was based on. You know, what is worship? Can we define it? Well, God defined it pretty clearly in Hebrews chapter 13. And he says, through Christ, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. And do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for with such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Mm. God is pleased when we share with others, when we do good, when we bless other people. God is pleased with that.
Right.
And so if you would like to be a part of this ministry, if you would like to share what God has given you, what God has blessed you with to help continue this ministry, that would be rad. And not only would it be rad for us so that we can continue to do the things we want to do, whether that be shows or, I mean, flat out being a part of the community. Because to be honest, man,
it costs money.
It costs a lot of money to run this station. And
also just to be out, even though it's free, you can come to it.
Yeah.
And you can visit us and hang out with us. It's free for you, but not free for us.
Yeah. And so costs are getting quite pricey. And man, we need your support.
Yes.
Costs are getting quite pricey. It's deep. We do need your support. So October 11th through the 13th, if you love us, please vote for us. And you can do so at mystaticradio.com. Yeah. Done. Done talking. What would you like to see disappear from your job in the next 5 years? I would love to see bills disappear from this place.
Amazing.
Yeah. Can we just do maintenance and everything for free? And
that'd be cool.
Awesome.
Not okay. Going to happen.
No? Okay, sweet. Write this down. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Rocket Boys. The best.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am.
I'm excited to meet whoever is coming in studio.
What are you talking about?
Who's coming in studio?
What are you talking about?
No, we don't know about
tomorrow?
That.
Tomorrow?
Friday.
I mean, 2 days from now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
What's going on?
Well, Friday, of course, we're going to have Poema in studio.
Yes,
because they
about
have a free show.
For their CD release?
That's going to be rad.
Yeah?
At the Lobo Theater.
That's going to be really
cool. The best
cool
part is it's free, so you can bring your cache.
Yes.
And indulge in something awesome. They just posted photos on their Instagram of some of their merch that they're going to have for the free show.
They're making it themselves.
Yeah, they are handcrafting sweaters.
Yeah.
I'm not even being funny.
No, you're not.
It's crazy
it's
cool.
They do this a lot. Shailene, she plays keys and harmonizes. She like has her own Etsy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So rocking some merch this Friday. Poema, they'll be in studio, and my dear friend Kyle
from Rockwell.
Yes.
Not Rocket.
Okay. Boys. Rockwell Social.
I have to get this down.
You do. Rockwell Social, formerly Sly's alter ego.
Yes. Okay. I was at that prom. That was the first prom I went to.
Yeah, the lead singer, front man of Rockwell Social. He's going to be in Albuquerque for a few days hanging out with the fam.
That'll be cool.
Bringing his whole family down here.
Dang.
So there's going to be, pray for the Jeter household.
It's going to be really full.
My household is going to be insane because he's bringing his wife and their two children, and they're all staying at our house in our beautiful 3-bedroom home.
And they have a great place in the living room?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, well, Jack and Luke, they share a room.
Yeah.
Because we're preparing for a baby in 5 weeks.
I know. They
6 weeks? 5 weeks. 6 weeks?
Six. I think.
Okay.
They showed, you're just going to trust me. They showed me their room. They were pretty excited about it.
They were. That was hilarious.
Want to see our room? Oh, okay.
You walked in the door and like Jack beelined it to you. Hey, Mitch, you want to see our room?
Okay, I guess I'm going to the room. Be back later.
Yeah. Yeah. They have bunk beds now and they're amped on life.
Yeah.
So, oddly enough, I was worried that they would be crazy and awake till 4 o'clock in the morning and I would have to go in there and be like, shut up! I haven't had to do that.
That's good.
Like when it's lights out, it's lights out. They hang out, you know, we read together and then they have little lamps I built into the side of the bed.
Cool.
So that they have their own lights now. So they can read until it's like, you know, when it's lights out. But by that time, they're usually both ready to go now.
It's always fun though. Like as a kid, I had a bunk bed and we was always like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, are you still awake?
That does tend to happen sometimes. And then you know what? Because Luke could, yeah, he can talk.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he can talk. And so you can always tell when they've had one of those nights because Jack will drag himself out the next day like, hey, hey. Luke's the early riser.
Is he?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He wakes up early like his daddy and we'll totally make his brother try. Hey, you want to go watch Adventure Time? Jack. You know, because it's like, don't wake him up. Don't wake him up. Okay. I'm not going to wake him up. Just playing Legos. Just playing Legos right here. Right in front of your bed. Just playing Legos. I'm just playing Legos by myself. Doo, 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 doo. I'm going to sing some Amberlin. Just playing Legos by myself. Not waking you up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Totally wakes everybody
up. That's hilarious.
I can't get mad at him, though, because I'm not, like, come Christmas time, I'm the earliest riser.
Yeah.
So I get mad because I'm up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, like, presents! Let's go!
See, and I'm the opposite. I'm trying to, I'm really excited, and I am waking up at that time, but yeah. I'm trying to contain my excitement. No. So I force myself to go back to sleep, and then I usually just get woken up. Like 30 minutes later, someone being my brother-in-law, he decided one time to come into our house and blast this, it's Christmas morning. And it was like full blast. And I woke up so angry on Christmas morning.
See, there's Christmas joy and love and joyness. And so I don't want to like bum everybody else out. But oh yeah, Christmas morning, I'm the first one awake and I'm usually like, okay.
Stockings.
So this year, what I need to do is like map it out. Like, all right, what I'll do is I'll get the coffee on because that's what my wife needs.
Yeah, and it's so nice.
Smell of coffee. And I need to try and get all
and
those
bacon.
Things going. Yeah. We're going to have a 1-month-old come Christmas time.
Right.
So
you'll have to be up with the baby.
Maybe we'll already be up.
Oh,
no, man. He's taken to kicking and punching and fighting his way through her insides.
Through the last month and a half of his.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, that's a rib. Wow. And so he keeps protruding randomly out of like her stomach. So it looks like she has an alien inside of her now. So it's the best. So I've taken to just kind of laying in my wife's lap and talking to him. Hey, bro.
Stop kicking.
Up? How you doing? I'm excited. This is going to be amazing.
That I'm excited for you.
I'm just wondering what he's going
to
be like.
I want to see him.
Because Jack and Luke are complete opposites and yet exactly the same. So it's going to be rad.
I'm excited.
Three boys. My wife is oh so stoked. As if three children weren't enough for her already.
Right.
We're tacking on another one. So, yeah.
By three, you are the third.
Oh, yeah.
Or the first.
I'm the biggest. I'm the biggest kid of them all. I came home yesterday. God bless my wife. I came home yesterday with these things called Hero Clicks. They're like, I should have brought some in for you.
Are they those, like, they're really short and they have, like, really a really big head?
No, we have some of those, too.
No, I know. Jack and Luke pointed them out.
Oh,
Luke,
yeah.
Those are mine. And those are mine up there.
Yeah, they have a bunch of those. Anytime it's, like, superheroes. So, my old college roommate, like, I say college, it's just college age. We weren't actually in college, you know? But it was during the ages that you should be in college.
You're right.
Me and my buddy Jake lived together. And we played this game a decade ago. It was called Clicks, and they're like Marvel superheroes and DC superheroes, and they're actual like figures, and then you roll dice and it's very nerdy and it's like, I moved 7 spaces and shot you with my laser beam of death.
It's like old school, like Zelda or something.
Haven't done that in a decade, and I don't know, I just got this wild hair. Jake's wife is out of town this week, so he's like, you know what we should do? And I'm like, yeah, we should. So I spent like 3 hours at this random comic shop talking to the manager, like, oh yeah, and this, and then they've advanced rapidly apparently, and I came home with a bag.
Oh no.